Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Mises, guys. I am here with Boo, and we are doing Marvel UK issue number 32. And it is an intense cover with Grimlock against a backdrop of flames. And the words in the front are in the flames. I saw it. I typed in the flames of battle. The flames of battle. The wrath of Grimlock.
Yeah,
So
he does not look happy.
dude, I never have seen him with two rows of teeth. Is he always drawn with two rows of teeth?
That's the first for me.
Yeah, he's like a shark. And we also have the next panel from that that the trailer video. It has like him after his prime drives off the cliff. He starts transforming. You see his arm coming out. So it's I'm kind of excited to see as they go along the little video being played out in these little. The little Marvel things at the top of the left of the comics.
Right.
Really cool. It's October 26th, 1985.
Well, I like how it does the second countdown on here because it says so much can happen in so few seconds of it time, and it goes one, two, three, like it's showing you how it's going through each second.
That's going to be very important.
Yes. But before that, we have another. The cool cover was by Will Simpson, but we have the T-Tram coupons for the miniature Typhoo T-Tram toy.
Token.
Yes. So I
Jubilee
guess,
Tram.
yeah, the Jubilee Tram. And I guess you need three tokens if I'm reading this correctly.
Sounds like, yeah, first of three Typhoo ticket. Basically, collect all the issues and you'll get a token in each one.
Yeah. So
And I
that's
guess you,
interesting.
there's a and one token from the special packs of Typhoo T or Typhoo tea bags. And you'll get your little toy double decker bus. Tram. Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, and these things are still around. Like I said, I located one on eBay and posted a picture there
Pretty
for
cool.
you. So,
Hey, thank you.
yeah.
I mean they're like they're the size of like Matchbox or Hot Wheels, except they're double decker Typhoo bus or
That's what
trams.
it looks like. Yeah.
That's kind of neat. Now I wonder not to look at how much they go for. That's kind of just kind of a fun little thing.
Not for very much from what I could see. It's like
Yeah.
less than 10 bucks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, this could be a tie-in to like a Transformers tie-in that was very, out in the outer edge.
Right. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really wanted to be a super completist, you'd go hunt down all the little like free gifts and stuff and the books and
The
stuff
posters.
advertised. The personal computers from like Wales.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God, what are the name of those things?
Ah.
Oh God, that was from the
That was early here.
God,
The robot roundup
Robot
was different.
Roundup.
Yeah.
In a small way, I miss Robot Roundup. It was just kind of a neat time capsule every issue of that.
And yeah, I actually enjoyed Robot Roundup. There was a
Yeah,
lot of just off the wall stuff to
there
dive into
was.
there.
Oh man, I was actually listening to another podcast, and it made me think of Robot Roundup. Where I want to say the late 90s, early aughts, maybe sooner than that, more recent than that, there was essentially like you could have a wearable PC. Like it would, you'd be in your backpack, would have the entire PC, and you'd have like appendages and like almost like Google Lens thing on your eyes. So you look like a really bad cosplay of a Borg.
I was
And,
gonna say it's like a Borg like mixed with like a wolf spider carrying all its babies on its back.
dude, it's funny looking. I'm gonna see if I find it. I cannot remember the name of it right now, but it's they apparently they were doing this thing at a deficit for years, and they finally had to like say like we can't run a business, and it's gone under. So now of course they're really sought after, but they're really janky Windows, or I don't know, Windows, maybe it's Linux PCs that you can have a feed of what's going on in the internet while you're walking around.
Oh man, that was probably DOS. Was
I think it was more recent than that, but probably
it
should
more
be.
recent? Really? Either way, it sounds like a surefire way to get beat up after school.
Dude, you can afford one of these as a kid. There's like someone in like, when you see things during like documentaries during the 80s, like Silicon Valley, all these guys, thinking they had the cool new thing. And it kind of seemed like that. Like there would be some Silicon Valley guy who's showing off his new acquisition. He got like a wearable computer. That's what it kind of looked like. And you even have like little finger things, like you could do things with your finger on the on the Google Lens style headset piece.
That's the
I had to
power
have to
glove,
find it.
man. It's a power
It
glove.
essentially is a giant power glove. And
And
it's
well, even if you're an adult wearing this, I'm pretty sure the school kids are still going to beat you up for wearing it.
you can't run away because you got a PC on your
Right?
back. I'll define it. That's a fun
Yeah.
one. Yeah, and Robo Capers.
Robo Caper. This one, I like this one a little better than the last one. Last one was kind of on the nose with this one.
Yeah, it
They're
was.
being invaded by little green men.
They look like, do you remember like when Nerds candies, they would have the art on the boxes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I
They're
was going to
like,
say they look like the nerds.
they look like nerds, but like just green. But you know, the war robots are like, man, we're, you know, the invaders, we're done. We can't keep going against these invaders.
Yeah.
They're beat up looking. And King No Nose, you know he's King No Nose because he has a little thing that says King on it. He says there's only one thing left for it. Send in the secret weapon. And then the secret weapon is a robot dustbin.
Yeah, it's
It's a
a
robot
trash
trash
can
can.
full of
Yeah.
stink and
Stank.
filth.
I think my actually war robots are beaten up by fighting invaders. So King No No sends in the secret weapon, a stanky robot dustbin. That's actually, yeah.
And
Anyways.
so the little green men go back to planet Quark. So Zeponia is safe again
For now,
for
until
now.
next, you know, week or whatever, and then comic comes out and you see King No No's doing something stupid.
Yeah, and I can attest that King No Nose is definitely not the sort of chap I'd like to meet on a dark night.
No, dude, if I saw someone with a metal plate on their head with a sign on the top that says King,
King,
I'm
yeah.
walking the other way.
That dude is certifiable.
He's
Or he's
definitely there.
Elvis, and you don't want to mess with Elvis. He knows kung fu.
Nice. Oh, we get into the issue though with a very classic Furman. I say it's a Furman trope. He does this really well though. Having the different panels and different sides to note things happen simultaneously, and I love this. I love how he when he does these things. It keeps me like I'm into this
It
immediately.
builds tension.
Yeah, you have a one, two, three down the center. You
Yeah.
have two blocks and two different sets of people doing things. And when we left off, obviously, Grimlock was about to take the gun to Guardian's face or
And
side
if
of
you
his
look,
head.
it alternates the sides for them.
Alternate sides.
Yeah, if you look, Guardian is on the left originally,
Oh.
then he's at the right, and then he's on the left. And see that builds like a tension and conflict.
It does.
Yeah.
That's really great. And there's actually a t there's two artists on this issue that we have. God, it's
We have
he
Barry
wants
Kitson
Barry
again.
Kitzer and who's Farmer?
Mark Farmer. Well, he's known for his work on 2000 AD.
Of course.
He worked on Action Force, which, you know, is
Okay.
the UK
Yeah.
version of G.I. Joe with Grant Morrison. Yeah. He did Doctor Who, Excalibur, Justice League. Avengers, Batman Year 2, Gen 13.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that in a
Yeah.
while.
And he's most notable probably for the 2004 Elseworlds story called Superman True Brit, which it's about how things would have turned out if Superman had landed in the UK rather than Kansas. And it was written by comedian Kim Howard Johnson and John Cleese of Monty
Really
Python. Yeah.
nice.
And John Byrne and Alex, I guess Blayart, I hope I'm saying that right,
Oh no.
also contributed art and color to this one-shot story.
And we know John Byrne really well, so.
Oh yeah, from X-Men and so many other Marvel
Yeah,
titles
he's one
and
of those his really iconic
DC.
artists you know of.
Yeah.
But he could draw feet, so that was really nice.
Right? Because, you know, you're into that sort
I'm really into it.
Ha!
MoreThanWeekendGuys@gmail.com.
Man, you are gonna get it, and I'm gonna laugh. I'm just gonna laugh.
I wish for the interaction. Make my days eventful. I will share them with my wife. And she will look at me weirdly, and I don't care. So we get right back into it though with the where we left off. And I really like seeing this side of Grimlock. His busted pride is on full display here. It's like he's finally come into his own as Simon Furman writes Grimlock. It's like he has the gun to Argardian's head again. Once as I've said, it's like don't maybe I don't take kindly to teammates getting beaten senseless, and I especially hate being made to look foolish. That is good Grimlock, good Furman Grimlock right there.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, the three of the other the three Autobots are, you know, Prowl, Ratchet, and Wheeljack. They're freaking out. They're trying to find something to do. They know if he fires, it's they're gonna be all dead, wiped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, the new thermonuclear device inside of Guardian is going to go off.
But Wheeljack is like, hold on, wait, I got an idea. It's a long shot, but I'm sorry, I'm reading it like, you know, he did in the show.
Yeah.
It's a long shot, but so there's time. And the every time you have a panel, there is like the mention of time, except for the last one, but it carries over.
He's hacking the Gibson, is what he's doing.
Yes. So you know the sayings on each of the panels, you know, time, so much can happen in a few seconds of it. Next one where you have yeah, the three Autobots there. Time for three Autobots, Prowl, Ratchet, and Wheeljack watching the scene from another part of the arc to assess the danger that threatens them all. Yeah, they're freaking out. Then Wheeljack has an idea. Wheeljack, we go, like you're saying, it goes back and forth with which side has Guardian on it. So it continues on his thought. Time for one last desperate effort. And yeah, so Wheeljack's working on something. Next panel is with once again Guardian's head down there with Grimlock's rifle next to it. Time enough for a robotic finger to tighten on a trigger. It's building the suspense and tension really well here.
Oh, yeah.
And then like the second to last one is time, so very little of it. And you know, Grimlock's like, say your prayers, freak. By the way, every time it shows him, you see Optimus Prime's body in the background, which is really, it's almost like you're seeing Captain America without being able to, he can't do anything but watch this cold blood and murder happen. It's really, I like the what it builds in each panel. And they're small panels, but it does a lot in a small panel.
Yeah, there's
Like,
a lot of story being told here.
yeah. And then the last panel on this page, the sixth panel, it says so very little dot dot dot, and it's got Wheeljack. He's doing something with control sticks, and he's like, come on, keep moving. This is where they start doing the Wheeljack face that I really like, where it's almost like it looks kind of like, I don't know, Storm Shadow or something with the mask, the ninja mask over his face and the, you know, helmet, but the eyes have like so much, they emote so much, the upper face, and I really like that. And that could have been a farmer thing. I could, you know, how he draws, you know, ninjas and the Action Force. Sorry.
Well, and it's kind of a shades of like Nightbird there too.
It is. It totally is. Oh, yeah. That's a better way to put it. It looks more like a Nightbird. So, yeah, that's a great way to do it. But yeah, he goes to the next page and it's, you know, it's like, but perhaps time enough for miracles. And Optimus Prime's headless body grabs Grimlock's arm and pulls it up. The, you know,
Yeah,
to
so he
deflect the
misses the
shot.
shot, makes him shoot
Yes.
straight. And Optimus is enormous.
Yeah, Grimlock's supposed to be pretty close to his size, if not bigger.
Yeah, and Guardian, too. Guardian's supposed to be bigger than the Dinobots, and
Yeah.
Optimus is bigger than all of them.
It's what is the Tor from Planet Nine from Outer Space?
Oh,
Eight
Tor Johnson?
Tor
Yeah.
Johnson, yeah. He kind of like Optimus Prime's body looks like that. He's huge and he's, you know, doing these weird motion things. Kind of
Yeah.
reminds me of that. You know, Grimlock's freaking out. I go, Prime? But yeah, Guardian's down there on the ground trying to figure out what to do next. Because he was out of it. Gina Hart is not in this, it's Whitaker.
Yes.
So I just saw that and I didn't realize that before. Who's Whitaker? I feel like they've worked on this before.
Yeah, Whitaker, we've seen Whitaker before, but
Okay,
let's
thought
see.
so. The gradients on Grimlock's golden chest is really nice. It almost has like waves of light over his chest. Really nicely done with the
Yeah,
art.
that's Steve Whitaker.
Steve Whitaker.
Yeah, he worked on Tank Girl, Doctor Who,
We've talked about him. Yep.
yeah, V for Vendetta,
Yes.
and he was on Decepticon Dam Busters is where we,
Oh.
yeah,
So
saw him before.
recently.
Yes, very recently.
Yeah, so you get to the next page, and Optimus Prime's headless body's holding Grimlock by the arm with his hand, his handgun in his arm. And he's trying to figure out, like, how can you move without a head? This can't be happening. You're dead. Like, Grimlock thinks, like, Optimus Prime's dead, which to me is a dead giveaway. He thinks, like, well, I may as well take charge of everyone now because Prime's dead. I'm the best one at this.
And I mean, in his defense, I mean, he doesn't have a head.
Yeah, and then we go back to the three Autobot cars. They're like, Ratchet's like, internal motor override, eh? It's like, yeah, without a brain module, a transformed body is just mere circuitry maneuverable by a computer signal. So yeah, Wheeljack hacked Optimus Prime's body.
This is the doctor talking to a mad scientist.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And
Yeah.
Ratchet loves it. And he's like, yeah, come on, let's go sort the Dinobots up before they damage Prime or themselves. Ratchet was very kind to them during the Decepticon Dam Busters telling the story. Now he's just such contempt for the Dinobots. He's like, they're idiots, man. They're gonna hurt Prime or themselves. We gotta take care of this.
Well, and so far they've been having a rough time of it because they couldn't stop Megatron. They finally stopped Guardian, and it took them a while. Their first fight with Guardian did not go well for them.
No, at all.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of this is like, meanwhile, back with Grimlock. Dude, the other Dinobots are ragging on Grimlock. Hey, Grimlock, I never realized you and Prime were such good friends. He likes someone who can't talk back. I kind of love them. They're just like, they're a bunch of punks hanging out who have to be really strong. But yeah,
Oh
Ratchet.
yeah, it's your special forces guys that have
Oh
like
yeah.
served for a long time, so they're gonna just razz each other constantly when they're
They're
not like doing their thing.
they would definitely be the crayon eaters.
Yeah.
So it's like Guardian's like, oh hey, distraction, great. He's gonna go he engages his last remaining power cells and like escapes.
Yeah, he has to break loose and take off because he realizes if he doesn't, he's dead.
Which
And it's funny
okay,
because he's
so
not really alive. He's like a glorified automaton.
He's a battle droid,
Yeah.
so he just goes off his programming. I'm a
But yeah,
little
his
confused.
program says break loose.
Yeah, I'm a little confused coming up here though. So I've been trying to study these panels, and so you have Guardian just like runs off. In the next panel, you have Grimlock looking at his left arm where there's a hand missing.
Yeah.
I didn't see his hand getting removed.
It happened when Guardian punched up through them all, because he
Yeah.
knocked Optimus off to the side.
Oh, gotcha.
And
That's a.
so, it happened behind him, but when he knocked Optimus out of the way, Optimus's death grip was still on Grimlock's arm, so it ripped Grimlock's hand off.
Okay. It just didn't show it, but it's kind of assumed in the background. Okay.
Yeah.
Grimlock's like looking at a stump. He's like, huh. But because Grimlock's head doesn't have a lot of expression, you don't know what he's thinking. But you see, like, the red spiky things behind him. He's pissed. He's a
Yeah.
little mad.
And it's kind of you I think we've all had an injury where you didn't realize it hurt until you look down and like, "Oh, hey, where'd my fingernail go?" or something like that.
Yeah, I won't show it on the camera, but you noted a picture I sent previously. I got a new mandolin to slice vegetables and cheese and such, and it's real sharp, man.
Oh
It's real
yeah.
sharp. I took the tip of my thumb off. It's healing, but I didn't even feel it. I felt like a little pinprick almost in the end of my thumb. I'm like, that's not good. I pull up and it's just like, whoosh, whoosh. I just felt that little pinch. I'm like, huh, that's not too bad. But then it just started like shooting out blood everywhere. So that was a fun night. So yeah, it's like you don't even realize how bad it is until you look at it, like, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, then you feel the pain after that. It's
Yes.
weird. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, with this kind of injury, it was like having a paper cut for a few days.
Oh.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Put some lemon juice on it. It'll make it better.
I actually used salt first.
Oh,
Salt, then
salt.
lemon
Yeah.
juice. Yeah, I rubbed
Oh.
it in there really nicely. I hear that's good
Yeah.
for it.
I mean, get some tequila and you got a margarita there.
I Lime, dude, lime. Don't use lemon juice on your margarita.
Well, you got blood orange in there already.
It's a special margarita. Oh God.
Like a tequila sunrise you're making there or something.
That was years ago. God, I gotta tell a story. Years ago, I used to work for like a certain grocery chain that was in still in Texas, but it was in Florida. It's not, they've now become Publix, but I worked there with a couple of friends of mine who worked. They would do they closed down the deli and stuff there, and we'd like around 11 or so, 11:30, 12 o'clock, we'd leave out of there, and there was an Applebee's in the parking lot. So we would walk up there, and we knew the bartender, and so we do 2-for-1 drinks. I was 19 or 20 at the time, and they didn't care. It was nice. I felt like I was like, yeah, and I was like, I didn't know kinds of drinks I would like at that point, because before that, you're drinking beer out of a keg, and you're mixing whatever liquor you can find around the house.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I was like, tequila sunrise. And eventually I was talking to someone, and like, yeah, and like tequila sunrise. There's like, tequila sunrise? Are you 50? I'm over here 20 years old. I don't know what to order. So yeah.
Like, I'll have a Shirley Temple.
We did stupid things like order a beer and then put a straw in it, drink really fast. So it hits you really fast. Just it was like, I can drink now, the kind of things, which legally I couldn't, but I still did.
I'll have a Zima.
Could you put a Jolly Rancher there though? It's yeah. Anyways, there's this great next panel. And Ratchet's just like he's basically fixing Grimlock's hand. So like I said, we're really sorry about the hand, but we had to stop you blasting Guardian, and well, yeah, that should do it. Why don't you test it out? And Grimlock gives him a freaking right hook, which I think you pointed out to me is a mispaneling. He should be on the left hook because it was
Yeah, he
left
lost
hand.
his left hand, so he punches him with the right. But they corrected this also in the collected comics. They switched that panel around. Yeah, they flipped it. So.
Grimlock just lays into him with a le well, it should be a left hook.
And that was a Three Stooges move. That's like you worked on Moe's hand. Like, hey, try it out. Whop.
Yeah, wise guy.
Yeah.
He walks off and he's like, "It's just fine, thank you." And
Oh,
Bron's
yeah.
like, "Whoa, dude,
Well, no, he says thank you with an exclamation
thank you."
point. So he's being like, oh, yeah, it works just fine. Thank you.
Oh, I love this Grimlock so much.
While Ratchet is like holding his jaw.
Yeah. No, I love the next part of this though. Prowl's like, what's his problem? Ratchet's like, the terminal sulks. I think he'll get over it anyways. Find your roving robot yet? Ratchet is just tired of Grimlock's crap at this point.
Oh yeah, and I mean, Ratchet wasn't even the guy controlling it.
No, absolutely
Yeah.
not. It's just like, yeah, he just sulking, I guess. All right, he'll deal.
He basically just called him a big baby.
Yeah, he did completely. And Grimlock was he immediately like lashed out, and then Ratchet's like, dude, just get out of my workspace.
Yeah, these two are already not getting along.
No, they're kind of on the opposite sides of the spectrum. You have Grimlock, who is the drill sergeant. He's the field commander. He's all about
Yeah.
brute force. Tactics too, but brute force. He's good at small storming kind of encounters. Ratchet is the thinker. He's like, I can't fight these guys toe to toe, so how am I gonna take control of the situation? So
Yeah.
they're completely opposite sides. And once again, here we are with Prowl. The anthropomorphic face. You see lips and everything. He like someone took a model of a face and give it robot features. He tells Ratchet that like the Guardian's gone to ground somewhere. They don't have enough manpower to really do a full search, but they find a way to do with him. But they come up with an idea. Like Ratchet's like, or no, Prowl goes, you might really like Windcharger, because Windcharger helped during the Auntie debacle, and he did. He major help.
Yeah, so we're having more callbacks to Raiders of the Last Ark.
Yep. This is like them building the universe in the UK comics really nicely, where they're reliant on the American comics, but the UK comics have a yeah, they're building a strong base of a story, which I like that a lot. And so I don't know where Guardian is. I think he's in the Ark somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah, he's somewhere in the Ark, like
Yeah, he's like,
hiding
and
out.
he's powering back up. And he starts going through everything. He's like, hey, well, I'm almost back to normal power levels, but all these sections of my body aren't working, but I'm still at 85%. But he's also working out. It's like, I've been down here long enough that at the rate of repair, they should have about 14 Autobots up. My chances there are not really good. So I have really no other choice. I'm just gonna start my countdown for my thermonuclear device.
Yeah, he's got a program that tells
Failsafe
him, like,
program.
yeah, failsafe. If you can't win, then this is what you do.
And he has a little flashback to when when Soundwave put the device inside of Guardian and like by Shockwave's orders. And once the countdown's begun, it cannot be halted, delayed, or tampered with, and Guardian will seek out the greatest concentration of the enemy in which to explode. So,
And it wasn't just set for Autobots, it's set for
no.
Megatron also. If he started any problems, to just blow Megatron off the face of the planet.
And the way Megatron was, like, Guardian could have taken him out easily.
Oh yeah, with this, well, he wouldn't have known there was a nuke inside him. So
Exactly. The only way we could
yeah.
figure this out is because Wheeljack found the energy signature of a thermonuclear device.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
And
like,
Soundwave did not care.
no, he did not. So
Yeah.
everyone who says Soundwave is loyal to Megatron, he's loyal to the cause.
Yeah.
And right now, Shockwave is actually showing a great aptitude for leading them in the cause. So this is not the Sunbow Soundwave.
Yeah. Or is it?
Yeah, I think the Shockwave's last panel here is like perfect. Should any return to the Ark to challenge me, I calculate a 100% certainty that they will utterly perish.
You know, and I
So
almost wonder if he didn't activate because Megatron went missing.
that's true too. That's a good point. So yeah, they had has a 100 Earth second countdown, and we had seen the last panel of this page. The countdown starts on a Guardian. It keeps a running kind of running tally of the countdown as it goes. Is it 100 seconds or is it, yeah, 100%. No, I'm trying to see, is it a minute or second? I think it's seconds, but this is there's way too much things happening so fast.
Yeah, it says 100 Earth seconds and
That there's
counting.
a lot going on really fast. Between a minute and a half, a lot goes on.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. I think it should have been probably minutes, but I don't know. You have you go back to seeing Grimlock. He's like over Ratchet's shoulders, watching Return of Repair swoop, and it's like, look, Grimlock, I'd get Swoop going here, but it'd be a lot quicker if you weren't hanging over me, watching, breathing down my neck. And Grimlock, man, once again, these guys hate each other already. Like, just got off the dock. The sooner it's fixed, the sooner I'll be out of your way. It kind of makes you wonder, like, you know, Grimlock is done with all this. He's ready to get out of here.
Oh, he totally is.
Yeah, and the other Dinobots are kind of, you know, talking amongst themselves, you know, like they're like, oh, what's he doing? Like, why is Grimlock acting like this? He's like, you know, look, he lost his hand, he had to get it back. He blames Ratchet. And you know, I think it's like, what is this? Is it, yeah, Sledge is talking about he wants another crack at Guardian.
Oh, yeah, that's Sludge.
And once again, you have the anthropomorphic faces, you know, like high cheekbones lined lined down the side of the face. In you know, malleable mouths, whether they have a visor or not. It's I really appreciate this. I know not everyone does.
It kind of reminds me of the way they did Beast Wars Megatron's face.
Oh, 100%. It's
Yeah.
like a soft metal, like a malleable metal face.
Yeah.
And suddenly here, Wheeljack's like, there's that Rene again. And Prowl freaks out. He's like, well, the Great Dome, it's closer, it's right. And you see the door beat down.
Yeah, Guardian just
Here.
plows through that door.
Yeah. He's back to the right size. Well, not really. He's closer to the way he should be. Cause Prowl gets buried under the door. And
Right.
he starts beating the heck out of all three of those Autobots.
And if you notice, it took half the time for him to get there.
Yeah. He must have
So,
been down deep in the Ark somewhere.
yeah, but he moved pretty quickly there
Yeah.
to get there. And yeah, I'd say
Yeah.
like 30 seconds.
Yeah, and the and we have Grimlock. He's like telling the Dinos Transformer ripping to pieces. So once again, they are ripping him apart. Like Grimlock pulls off his hand, his like left hand, rips it off.
Yeah, you see what it is? He repaid him.
Yes, 100%. Oh, that's what it says on the bubble too. Yeah, But by the way,
Yeah.
this bubble is showing 39 seconds left already. Every humiliation, every injury will be paid for in kind. Yeah, so this is a getting back at him kind of thing. And
Yeah, Grimlock's all about revenge.
yeah, and right, all, Ratchet gets Windcharger going, and he's like, "Hey, see if you can mess up a central data core." And here's Swoop. He's trying to figure out where he is. He's kind of coming up on, coming back online.
Yeah.
And I love this because once again, the building the tension with the countdown, and in the corner of all these panels coming out 30, 28, down to 25. And Swoop's like, "Oh, him again," and he's trashing the Dinobots once again. But I really kind of dig Swoop's character here. Like, the two things I owe you, pal, and I always pay my debts. And of course, Ratchet stops him because Ratchet knows what's going on. And he actually explains to Swoop really quickly what's happening. And
Yeah.
I love the expression on Swoop's face because everyone is very white faced and big. Swoop is a very almost like a gaunt looking human face,
Oh
which.
yeah, and he shows determination on his
Yes.
face right when Ratchet explains the issue they're having with him.
Yeah, so he immediately transforms into his pterosaur mode and picks up Guardian and flies him out of the arc. And the oldest time you see the countdown going, the time he leaves the arc, it's at 12 seconds. And yeah, he's trying to fly as fast as he can. And he down to 3 seconds, he says, "It's been fun flying with you, but I think we're far enough away from the arc now," and drops him at 2 seconds. And happy landings. But the little narration, boxes down there say, "Time, so much can happen in so few seconds of it. But sometimes, just sometimes, not nearly enough. 'Cause
Yeah,
the
there's a massive
thermonuclear device."
explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Swoop is still in the air over it. What we
Yeah,
know
he's only
about.
2 seconds away, so
Yeah.
he's really close to it.
So what we know about thermonuclear explosions is they go out and they go up.
Yeah.
So yeah, you see everyone's head like a little like a circle bubble around the explosion. All the Dinobots and the Autobots. It's funny, like one of the Dinobots almost has like a Megatron color scheme going on. I think that's supposed to be Snarl. Yeah, it
Yeah,
is.
Snarl over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone knows what happened.
Yeah, they're all like shocked.
Yeah. This is funny too. So we all know that Swoop is never released in the UK. So he's also not on the back cover with the creepy kid.
Right.
So it actually makes a lot of sense that they kill him off.
Yeah, they wrapped him up because he's not available.
Yeah. You're like, you gotta get the guy out of there. But there's a little epilogue and they
Sir, not appearing in this film.
they hold like a They hold a little ceremony with a glowing orb thing, like a marker, essentially like a GPS marker to know where Swoop was when he died.
Yeah.
And the art here is very blocky. I'm not a big fan of this one. Like it's almost like a silhouetted kind of look.
That and it's hard to make out who the Autobots are because they kind of have like mixed parts.
Yeah, they're very generic looking.
Yeah, like yeah, the one guy on the right looks kind of like Wheeljack, but he doesn't really have the body of Wheeljack.
Know the
And
wings either.
the second guy kind of has Grimlock's chest, but
A little
Grimlock
bit,
is
yeah.
over on the right.
Guy in the middle might be Jazz. I can't tell, but his head's not right.
Yeah, no, the head's
Anyway,
not right. The chest's not really right either, but.
and the Dinobots kind of sit off to the side, and you reveal that Swoop's body was never recovered. They figured he's probably melted, liquefied in the intense heat of the explosion. So, Swoop is no more.
Yeah.
And the Dinobots are just like, yeah, we're out of here. And it doesn't feel like to the Autobots there that they're leaving because they're upset about Swoop dying. They're just leaving. They're like done with these guys.
Well, it's like they were already planning it. I mean, you could
Yeah.
tell from Grimlock's attitude, they were already on the way out.
Oh yeah, that's why you want to get Swoop fixed because they can all leave. But happens with self-sacrifice, you don't always know what the person's going to do. Like they make a decision, and that Swoop did. He just came back online. He's like, "I got to deal with this right now."
You know,
So,
and the next panel that shows Ratchet repairing the Autobots and stuff, these are more like generic looking Autobots.
they are,
Yeah.
yeah. They're, yeah, I can see it. I just
I
like
think
nothing.
this is where we switched to artists.
It must be because there was like one that looks like it has Prowler blue streaks, like the crest on its head. But it has like Wheeljack's, almost like a Wheeljack's mask.
Yeah.
One of the top right look almost kind of like Hot Rod a little bit.
Kind of like that, or kind of, it reminded me of Blackjack.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, it's just generic robots, which nothing wrong with that. I mean, he's just working through. He gets is saying that Swoop sacrifice enabled Ratchet to complete his repairs and revive all but one of his fellow Autobots.
Yeah, and that's Sunstreaker.
Yeah. And then the last panel, we see a bedridden Josie Beller with an arm covered with circuitry blasting the monitor at the end of the bed.
That
Dun
is no way to thank the
dun.
monitor you use to build yourself a new nervous system.
Right? Oh yeah, next page, we have Soundwave's winners. The ingredients carbon-based units. Before you turn the page to see if the letter or drawings has been published on my Soundwave's page, you might take time to scan the Terran names printed here. They are all winners from Transformers competitions, and as well as the prize, of course, they receive the ultimate accolade. Congratulations of Soundwave.
And I love how they post these. So there's so many like contests and stuff that they never publish who the winner is. And you wonder, did anybody actually win the prize?
Yeah.
So yeah, this was always cool. And they always had so many competitions and contests to win free stuff
Oh, they did. Yeah.
in this comic.
This is really cool. I like that they did this kind of
I'm
thing.
still jealous.
It should be.
Yes. So then we get to go to actual sound waves now.
Sound waves.
These things
So.
get funnier like every issue. Like they're really like finding their own with the character.
Yeah, I love this too. They once again say if you have your drawing or your letter printed in the issue. By the way, they say not your choice or stock exchange, so any of those things don't count. But you will receive a mini Autobot, a little mini bot. This is great though. Could you please print my son's birthday in your comic? I know he will be over the moon to see his name in his favorite comic. He's really pleased that your comic comes out every week now. Mrs. P. Conlon Hull, very well. David Conlon, you are 10 years old on October 29th. How you cannot know this anyway is beyond me. Sometimes I despair for the intellect of humans.
Yeah, he's ripping on the kid because he has to tell him when his birthday is.
10 years old.
Yeah, and see, he's totally in character, he's a
Yeah.
Decepticon jerk, so.
Yeah, yes. There's the next one. Could you please tell me who started the battle between Autobots and Decepticons? Matthew Symonds of Sheffield. We did.
He's giggling with glee that they started the war.
There's a long next letter about like the secret artist and this kid's been like Cornelius Barton. That's a heck of a name,
Well, what
Cornelius.
Secret Artist is, in the Secret Wars comic we were covering a couple of episodes back, yeah, they had a comic strip running in that called Secret Artist.
Oh, okay.
And there was this this troll type creature, almost like a goblin, that would come in and break into their offices and would draw like pinup pictures of them, but they were always like really poorly drawn, like parody pictures. Like they had one of like Storm in the issue 9 we went over, and she looked like an old hag, it was always
Nice.
like really goofy like parody pictures of him.
That's nice.
Yeah, so, and he was the secret artist, and he was like a three-armed goblin that would sneak into their offices and draw this stuff like on unfinished pages. He'd go in there and do it himself and mess it up for him.
Yeah. Oh, and Cornelius Barton also drew an Optimus Prime, which is kind of funny. He has like the steam whistle for you see on like I don't know Looney Tunes and stuff whenever someone's clocking into work on
Oh
one of his
yeah.
shoulders.
Oh
But
yeah, he's got a potted plant in his chest.
he does.
Yeah, some kind of
It's
little insect or something in the other window.
just a kid with who's actually a lot of humor. And the caption for the picture is like Optimus Prime by Cornelius Spartan. Oh, then yeah, but the answer to all this is like I was a secret artist and where can I forget one? If this superbly derogatory drawing of Optimus Prime is an example of his work, we could do well to enlist him to handle the Decepticon propaganda campaign. I feel, however, that you're taking your carbon-based life in your hands, including mocking drawings of Decepticons. You have been warned.
Yeah, he likes that it's making fun of Optimus Prime,
Yeah,
but
but
yeah,
don't get
don't do
into
the
Decepticons,
Decepticon. And the
man.
funny thing is, I'm assuming this is Ian Rimmer writing these.
Yeah, I think so.
He's just an editor, and he's one of the creators of the Secret Artist in the other comic.
How cool is that? Nice.
Yeah, so he's sticking to character though. Oh, I don't know what that is.
The next one cracks me up too. From Matthew and Andrew Stevenson. Oh, it must be Matthew and Andrew from
Yes.
Newcastle upon Tyne. I'm a great fan of yours, so is my brother Andrew. We both have a question for you. Is Shockwave your brother, and would you like to be leader of the Decepticons? I love this. Transformers have no relatives. We are entirely autonomous units. And of course, I don't want to be leader of the Decepticons. Shockwave reads this, you know?
He's trying not to rock the boat. But
Yeah.
this is a joke that's still made today. I mean, they cracked that almost that same joke in Transformers 1. When B-127 is like, yeah, there's Soundwave and Shockwave. Wow, there's a
Oh.
lot of robots named Wave here. Raise your hand
Have
if
wave
your
in your
name has
name.
Wave in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. So one guy, Paul Sherwood. I've lost count of the number of times I've written to you. But then again, who cares? Not me. More important by far is this year's Transformers Annual. The best stories were missing in action and Plague of the Insecticons, the art in the latter being fab, brill, and Cybertronically super. Yeah. Especially the depiction of President Reagan. Please, could you tell me where I can get the toy of Shockwave? Paul Sherwood. And the answer, Commander Shockwave has forbidden the makers of Transformers toys to depict him as he believes they could not accurately capture his true greatness in toy form. So, for the moment, there will be no Shockwave toy. I understand the humans are trying to talk him around.
Yes, and Shockwave was another one that was not released in the UK.
Oh, that's terrible considering how important it is in these stories.
Yeah, and it had to do with licensing
Yeah.
rights over there because, Galactic Man and all those
Yep.
others were like floating around.
Yeah.
And even though over here, we had like all the we had Astro Magnum and all those
Yeah.
popping up. Yeah,
Yeah.
apparently they kept their territories pretty straight over in Europe, so there's a lot of markets that didn't get sound, Shockwave at all.
Wow. That's terrible for the kids.
Yes.
But that's the end of the issue, but we go into the next week's preview. It's a really nice looking Josie Beller, like Circuit Breaker.
Oh yeah.
Vaughn, extremely nice. Like very, I don't know, it's the shading and the color are great. Wheeljack behind her, not as good. I'm just gonna say it. It looks kind of awful.
Oh, and something else about Barry Kitson, I meant
Oh
to
yeah.
bring this up last episode, is he also drew the Milton Bradley pack-in comic.
Oh.
The one that had Jetfire as the
Yeah.
leader?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, nice.
he drew that and Ian Rimmer wrote it.
I'm kind of surprised we. Well, then again, I haven't read the UK really. I like hear like later editions. I've read like collections of them, but seeing that we don't have Jetfire in this yet.
Yeah, well, I mean he's coming, but yeah, this was done for
Yep.
the pack-in markets for
Yeah.
the toys, so and the Jetfire design in that looks like the toy.
Yes, looks
Yeah,
like
so
the Veritech, the Valkyrie.
yeah, he looks like the Valkyrie. So
And also we have another fact file.
yes.
Inferno
Inferno.
functions search and rescue and taking care of first aid, apparently. The motto kills me. It sounds really creepy, like some dude trying to, pick up someone at a bar.
Yeah,
The
it's
hotter
very
things get, the
suggestive.
better I like it. Yeah.
It reminds me of was it Rescue Roy?
Oh God, I forgot about Rescue Roy. I
Yeah.
used to sit there and do the sound thing and Toys R Us.
Those fire engines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hit the some of the red stuff or the wet stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh God.
Yeah,
That
you
was
remember now.
I do
It all
remember.
came
I
back.
would laugh at nothing really.
You need to get a Rescue Roy for your shelf back there. And you need to hit that button every once in a while, just randomly.
You take out the red stuff with some wet stuff. Yes, the wet
We're gonna hit the red stuff with the wet stuff.
stuff.
And it's like, really?
Yeah, someone knew what they were doing.
This was from the same team that didn't want to name Hot Rod Hot Rod because they thought that was too suggestive. But Rescue Roy can say all kinds of stuff.
A little kid's transformer
Oh, yeah.
with like a fire hat and everything like that. Oh my God, I kind of want to find one now.
Yeah. Well, he's
Nah.
almost like the prototype for Heat Wave from
He is
Rescue Bots.
100%. He looks a lot like Heatwave.
Yeah.
Wasn't he wasn't didn't have like put out like, Tonka like as for Hasbro? I think he was like a Tonka when like Hasbro bought the rights to, they had Tonka.
Yeah.
I think he was put out as Tonka, but put out by Hasbro, if I remember correctly.
I
And
am not sure.
he looked like a
I never
Tonka
had a
truck.
Rescue Roy. I messed with them in the store, but
Well, yeah, you had to hit that sound chip.
of course.
And Inferno is he's not the most exciting, he is, he lives up to his motto, is even though his main function is search and rescue, performing that function frequently takes him to where he's fighting at his thickest. Or once there, he is often distracted and into participating. So basically, he's ADHD. It's like, oh, look, something's over here, like a squirrel. And yeah, he's his strength is one of the strong. He's one of the strongest Autobots. Strength plated armored skin makes him resistant to temperatures up to 8,000 degrees centigrade. He basically he's got fire retardant skin. And
And yes, you're right about Tonka. Yeah, he was released under Tonka brand in 2001, 2002,
that was
and
shortly
he's.
after they got the rights for Tonka stuff like GoBots and
Well,
stuff
that was
like
like it
that.
was about 10 years after because
Oh,
they
10
hadn't,
years, okay.
yeah, they bought
But
Tonka out during G2.
they didn't really put anything as Tonka like in Transformers wise, but they did that. It was kind of a like
Right.
crossover. Yeah.
Well, they'd also release this as the GoBots also, so
That's right. What, the one,
yeah.
two, three GoBots?
Yeah. Well, there were
Yes,
one,
that's
two,
right.
three Transformers,
Huh?
and it was tied into GoBots
That's right. I'm trying to
or.
remember the packaging. I got some of the early ones just because they were kind of neat, like Cheetor one and the Optimus Primal one. And
Well, I think they were just trying to make sure they had that trademark locked down.
yeah, 100%. And
They didn't care about Bumblebee so much, but man, they were
no,
making sure nobody was using GoBots.
nope. Yeah, I've got actually kind of, yeah, I've got some of the old, yeah, the original like 1, 2, 3 Transformers, like there's
Yeah.
a plane, like a dump truck and a race car. I think I'm somewhere.
Yeah, 'cause I'm looking here. They had a Charlie Chopper, Policeman Pete.
Yes.
Airlift Andy and Fire Marshal Mike. And that's
Which
like three quarters of the rescue bots right
exactly
there.
is like which got transitioned to rescue bots?
Boulder is like the only one that, out of the first four rescue bots, it wasn't listed
Think
there.
Boulder wasn't he like a backhoe or something? He
He's a
was a
bulldozer, yeah.
bulldozer. Yeah, I do remember that. Ah, neat. Well, oh, too bad that Transformers is failing as a brand. It won't happen. It won't last much
Yeah.
longer. There's always something to use, but honestly,
Oh,
Inferno.
yeah.
Besides all that, Inferno's, I don't know. He's not the most exciting write up for that. He's just because of his robot as a vehicle mode. He's not real mobile.
Well, it's interesting that, Inferno didn't really show up in the US series until like much, much later. But
You
we
had
just
him
had
show the
him
last issue
recently.
or previous issue.
Yeah, we just had him in Decepticon Dam Busters.
That's right. He just showed up randomly.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And you'll see later when you would think he would be introduced. Both
Yeah.
he and Red Alert aren't part of that group.
Which Riddler's already been in this too, so
Right. So,
they're
and
off.
I mean, even on the American side, Red Alert and Inferno weren't included in the other like 85 Autobots,
Huh.
which you'll see them when they show
Yeah,
up.
exactly. You'll know because
Yeah.
they're throwing all of them in there over like a few issues. There's so many Autobots thrown in at once. Well, kind of like they did in the show. Like, oh,
Oh,
here's a
yeah.
bunch of people you've never seen before, but you should know them. So
At least in the comics, they gave you an origin for them.
that's good.
Yeah,
And they didn't
in
just
the
show up one day.
in the cartoon, they're just there
Yeah.
and becoming movie stars.
So yeah, one of those weaknesses, he's really bad at also taking orders, and that leads to problems in the battlefield and performing his tasks. He's 100% ADHD Autobot. He doesn't listen. He goes off and he does things when that he's not really supposed to do, but just because.
So ADHDFD.
That's amazing.
I try.
Good job, good job. yeah, and once again, we have great marketing with the Dinobots on the back page with looks like Skywarp fighting Skywarp with the creepy kid in that jacket.
We're never getting rid of that dude.
Oh God, just go away. Okay, look, another thing, his bangs are crooked, man. His mom should have fixed his bangs before he went on this.
That kid cut his hair himself, and you know
He
it.
does. I did it once when I was little, right before picture day. I'm sure everyone did that at some point. I was like,
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
gonna look good, and I cut a hunk out right here. My mom has the school pictures from that year still. It was she was mad at me, but I think they all got a laugh out of it afterwards. So there you
Where's the school picture? That's what I want to know. Where is the school picture?
go. Hidden away.
It
Anyways,
belongs in a museum.
belongs in a museum. So that is issue number 32. We have the Dinobots taken off. So, what will happen next time? We shall find out.
Yeah, and we'll be like merging back in with the US comic in the next issue.
Circuit
But
breaker.
I think we should hold off on that since we've already had a mention of the 1985 annual. I think perhaps we should dive into that
Definitely the
before we
annual. I
get into
want to,
Circuit Breaker, because they're already talking about it in the letters column, so that means the readers
have already
already had
read it.
it. So
That's really
I'm
cool. Oh man. Oh God. I look ahead to the next issue with the Circuit Breaker. The cover's cool. The cover is actually really nice compared to the cover that the American, readers got.
Which you'll get that one too on the issue after that. Because they alternate.
Nell Yamtov. I'm not gonna say it, man.
I'm telling you, just blame 80s Marvel in the US for using substandard paper.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of that stuff it deteriorates so readily too, because it was
Yeah.
like the cheapest paper you could get.
Yeah, it was like sub newsprint. It was really bad newsprint.
Full of acid. That's why they all turn like yellow and orange over time. And
Oh my God. Okay, I'm like, I gotta stop reading ahead. I'm looking at the colors in this issue. Oh my God. Oh
yeah,
my
save it for
God.
the next episode.
Holy Christ. Okay. Anyways, yes, we'll save that for next time and we'll be doing the annual next. So everyone, thanks for listening in. Once again, like I said last time, if you listen to YouTube, please give us a follow. You don't have to do the notification, the little bell and all that, but I appreciate it. Give us a thumbs up. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your dog. Your dog might be into it. I'll talk sweetly to the dog if you'd like. So
Woof.
thanks. Yeah. Thanks for being here, everyone. We will see you next week. So thank you so much. Talk to you later.
Bye.
See you later, everyone.
More Than Mises Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.